Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. The ceasefire between Israel and Iran holding. You're just joining us overnight. President returned from the Netherlands and the NATO summit. Paul, yesterday, a CBS reporter went inside Iran from Turkey.
Well, that was no easy feat.
No, Tehran, quite a journey. And he tells a pretty incredible story.
A nearly 600-mile trip made longer by checkpoints and bad roads. As day broke, we traveled past vast countryside, arid, rocky, and seemingly endless.
We've already been driving for 10 hours and have another 4 hours ahead of us. The reason we have to drive is because even though there is a ceasefire in place, Iran's airspace remains closed.
But the war has triggered chronic fuel shortages. We saw long lines at gas stations as people waited hours to fill their tanks. When we reached Tehran, we found the city slowly coming back to life. After 12 days of near constant Israeli airstrikes, last week, President Trump urged the entire city, roughly the same population of New York City, to evacuate. Most remained, and with the ceasefire appearing to hold, some have started to venture out. At Ferdows Park, a historic meeting spot for Iranian thinkers and writers, a few of the cafes and restaurants had reopened and attracted students such as Mohammed Razik.
Do you believe the ceasefire will hold?
I hope it's gonna be continue. You know, war, it's not good. My people don't like wars.
Still, life in Tehran remains far from normal.
This metropolis is home to over 9 million people and is the seat of power of the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who still looms large.
Including at these near-daily rallies by hardline supporters, but Khamenei has continued to remain out of sight. And until he addresses the nation, the Iranians we've spoken to tell us they feel they don't know what might happen next.
MPS Time, CBS News, Tehran.
Actually, the incredible story of how he was the only reporter to go into Iran and in Tehran to get a sense of what life is like there now.
You know, I'm fascinated by that. It's a question I've had all week long. What is it going on in Tehran? We knew what was going on in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, in northern Israel. We didn't know what was taking place in Iran at all. And so for a reporter to get a look at it, and what went through my mind as I was listening to this was, look what these theocratic rulers have done to their population. Look what this has brought them.
I saw a story about the pre-Shah days in Iran, and it was very much Western culture.
Yeah, women were wearing dresses and jewelry and didn't have to cover their heads.
Teenagers looked pretty much like teenagers anywhere, and then the world changed for them. But to get a sense of the people who were living there,
right?
I give him a lot of credit for going
in and
telling the story.
That's what I want. And yesterday on YouTube, I was looking at a video of a mother and daughter who operate a very popular restaurant, takeout restaurant in Tehran. And they're both very beautiful women. And the food they were cooking, I didn't know what it was because there was no subtitling. There wasn't an English translation. But it was just fascinating to watch, you know, the ebb and flow of regular day life in Tehran. It was fun watching that.
Well, I think most everyday people want the same things.
Oh, absolutely.
Safety for their families, you know, a future for their kids. And in a lot of countries, you know, a lot of people here take that for granted. That's not the case in many places.
Well, the good news is that President Donald Trump says U.S. and Iranian officials, Larry, will talk next week. He said, quote, "I'll tell you what, we're going to talk with them next week. With Iran, we may sign an agreement. I don't know." Mr. Trump said he wasn't particularly interested in restarting negotiations with Iran, insisting U.S. strikes destroy the nuclear program. His quote is, "The way I look at it, they fought, the war is done." And this got a good review, by the way, from the U.N. Chief Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Very much hopes the talks that will take place next week will lead to an end to the Israel-Iran conflict. And he also hopes the momentum from the ceasefire will lead to negotiations that will end the conflict in Gaza. Wouldn't that be good? There's always hope.
I mean, you got to keep trying. I mean, it's been how many decades, in some cases centuries, where people opposed to each other, a lot of that based on religion. 8 o'clock today, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Air Force, General Dan Kane, will hold a news conference. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. And then later at 4, President Trump will speak from the East Room to talk about his trip to the Netherlands and the ceasefire between Israel and Iran.
You know, one of the big developments that's been overshadowed this week by the developments in Iran and in Israel was the NATO meeting in which the vast majority, if not close to all, of the NATO member nations have agreed to contribute 5% of their GDP annually to the defense of Europe.
Which was funded and still is largely by the United States.
And Donald Trump says that's, you know, not fair to the for us to be going on like this many decades after the end of the Second World War, which is when it was formed to begin with. So,
and we'll get more right after the news at the bottom of this half hour. We'll keep you posted on the Big K Morning Show. Check out The Drive at 5 every weekday afternoon. These are the top stories driving the day's news with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. I have scoured the earth, guys, to find some unusual stories just for us this special time with our special audience here in the 6 o'clock hour.
We're so grateful, truly.
Let's see. Where do we start? Can you imagine? Did you ever see Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, gosh, yes. More than once.
Matthew Broderick wore this sweater in the show, a movie, and some person with way too much money spent $280,000 to buy it at auction at Sotheby's.
Get out.
That is so ridiculous. Here's the rub. The costume designer says it was a sweater she found at a Chicago department store discount, and she cut the sleeves off for the movie to make it a vest, like
$280,000. Oh, I remember that vest.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was a vest. I didn't know it was a sweater.
$280,000.
For a piece of clothing with the sleeves cut off.
Sometimes you hear things like that and you just wonder why.
Piece of garbage.
Why?
All right. Have you seen this new trend where they're trying to get people to go back into these? It's like a sauna, cold plunge, dip, you know.
Like on social media?
No, I mean, there's places opening up now that are like the old school Roman baths.
Right.
Have you seen these?
Only actually.
There's supposed to be health benefits from like the super cold dunk, right?
Let's debunk that right here on the Big K Morning Show. Ice baths have been becoming more trendy. All right. Some people say it helps lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
New science says it might actually make you eat more.
Oh,
Besides having few documented biological benefits, researchers at England's Coventry University have found that sitting in ice water activates the part of your brain that says, I'm freaking cold!
I mean, they are freezing. It's quite a way to start your day.
It actually activates the part of your brain that controls your appetite. So you might burn short-term calories trying to warm up because of it. But the hunger trigger could last hours beyond the plunge.
Wow. That is unfortunate.
Because I've seen this, and I know some people that swear by it.
I know people that have a cold plunge right in their garage.
And they dip in, and they think they're getting healthy, and that's good. I mean, I'm not disparaging it, but it's probably not as therapeutic as they thought. And it also creates other issues. Right, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How much time do you spend on your phone a year?
No, but I don't want to know.
It turns out the average American spends 49 hours per year on their phone. And you go, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like much.
That's almost an entire work week for crying out loud.
That's only on the toilet.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
I believe 100,000%.
The average American spends nearly 50 hours on their phone on the commode. It used to be, it replaces Reader's Digest or Sports Illustrated for guys.
Yep.
Well, you know, yeah, right. I get it.
So.
No, but before cell phones came along, I was not a bathroom reader. I have to be honest about it. But.
Same.
Yeah.
Never necessarily did that. But. I mean, I just believe that. So to the point where sometimes I'm sure people aren't even going to the bathroom. They're just like, yeah, let me just take a seat here really quick.
And
then they're doomed
scrolling.
Just
to get away, right.
Just to get out of the room.
With the lid down, right? Yeah.
Right.
New research found that we spend 2/3 of that time on the pod doom scrolling social media. The rest watching videos or replying to texts.
You know, it is kind of comical, by the way, when I'm in the men's room and all of a sudden you'll hear from one of the stalls, you'll hear a notification.
Ding, ding, ding.
Or you'll hear the audio from some video they're watching.
Yep. How about, and they adjust the volume really fast.
Or, yeah, Bill, I'll call you back. I believe that's on McNight.
They're still talking.
So I guess like bathroom decorum, the like the etiquette now, it should be used.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Could silence your phone. Before walking into them.
And not talk on speaker.
Or how about the guys? Yeah. Or how about the guys that are wearing the earplugs? You know.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
And they're talking, and it looks like they're talking to themselves. And then there are people, not to get sidetracked, who go in there and do talk to themselves. And that's terrifying.
Right.
Like, right.
I should have done that. I don't know why it keeps bothering.
You know how our lights will turn out if no one's in there and there's no motion, right, for a certain period of time? Right?
Yeah.
You know, like if you're the first one to walk in, it's dark in there, right? except the other day I walked in, it was dark, and there was somebody in one of the stalls.
Oh, no. See, yeah. That's the sign of a really hard day.
Like, fell asleep or what? But
they probably did.
Oh, my gosh. That's like the other day. The same thing happened to me, Paul, because you walk in and it's dark, and you assume the place is empty, and then... What? I don't want to know what's going on up in there. This study, you're going to love this. This is time you spend using your phone on the toilet. The rest, after watching videos and replying to those texts, they also found that 9% of us are doing something work-related. 2% admit to taking video calls on the throne.
Oh, my goodness. And then people wonder why you get the question, what's that strange echo where you're calling from?
Are you in the bathroom? No, no. Here's the kicker, all right? Only 1 in 4, that's 25%, clean their phone after.
Yeah, and that's
yikes.
That's a must, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you need a little at home, right there next to the toilet area. You need one of those little
spritzers.
Or some wipes.
True.
Well, now that we've cleaned that up, Sean, Larry Richard continuing to bring you the latest news, the top story in the world. The ceasefire is holding in Israel with Iran. And joining us, CBS's Robert Berger, who's been with the CBS News team since 1989 and probably the most knowledgeable about any of this information. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
So I think a lot of people around the world hoping this ceasefire would hold. So far, so good, right?
Yeah, it's definitely holding. Life sort of getting back to normal here in Israel and also in Iran. The bombing has stopped. People are going back to work. Kids are going back to school. So, the ceasefire is holding. Israel feels that this was a great victory and knocking out Iran's nuclear program.
And obviously, with NATO simultaneously having their meetings, a two-day summit in the Netherlands, a lot of conversation about what comes next. Do we have any sense of the president? Trump has said that they will meet with the Iranian officials perhaps as early as next week.
Right. It's all kind of murky. It's assumed that that would be U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff meeting with perhaps with an Iranian delegation, probably led by the foreign minister of Iran. But it's murky as far as what they're going to discuss. President Trump made some kind of comments that he didn't really want any kind of an agreement, that their nuclear program has been destroyed. He didn't really set down goals for the discussions, though I think what the U.S. Is looking for, what Israel and the West are looking for, is an agreement from Iran that, one, that they won't enrich uranium on their soil. That's a big sticking point. Two, that they'll cooperate with international inspectors to see actually what's left of the nuclear program after all the Israeli and American bombing of those facilities.
That issue seems to be a point of great contention here. As you're probably aware, president saying they obliterated their nuclear capabilities, and then some reports suggesting it is severely damaged. But semantically, I guess it doesn't matter if they're unable to do anything anytime soon.
This is a big debate, of course, in the United States. And President Trump was really angry by some early leaks from the Pentagon's security intelligence that maybe not enough damage was done. That though, has been now disputed by Israel, for one. The Israeli Atomic Energy Commission says that Iran's nuclear facilities have been badly damaged in both the U.S. and Israeli airstrikes and have set back the nuclear program for years. not months, as was suggested in some of these early reports. President Trump has expressed a lot of anger about those reports. We'll get a lot more detail probably this morning in a news conference coming up at the Pentagon.
Yes, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, will speak on that issue. 4 o'clock today, President Trump will speak to the nation from the East Room. Robert, I appreciate your time. As always, we continue to hope that this ceasefire holds for all parties.
Good to be with you.
All right. And with more from CBS, Michael George.
After wrapping up his trip to the Netherlands with a big announcement that U.S. and Iranian officials plan to meet next week. The president adding he doesn't think a deal with Iran is necessary anymore because the U.S. strikes, in his words, obliterated Iran's nuclear weapons program. Trump sticking to his assessment despite an initial report saying otherwise. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with more on this.
The president is citing a number of internal and external assessments and sources that say damage to Iran's nuclear facilities is much more significant than that initial report suggests. Today, the public as well as lawmakers are set to get an update from the administration.
President Donald Trump, back in Washington from the NATO summit, says his administration plans to meet with Iran next week.
They had a war, they fought, now they're going back to their world. I don't care if I have an agreement or not. The only thing we'd be asking for is what we were asking for before about we want no nuclear.
The president spent much of day two of the summit downplaying a preliminary assessment from the Defense Intelligence Agency that suggested U.S. strikes on 3 Iranian nuclear sites had only set their program back a few months.
We've collected additional intelligence. We've also spoken to people who have seen the site. And the site is obliterated.
In statements of their own, his CIA director and director of national intelligence claimed new intelligence that Iran's nuclear program has been severely damaged. Pentagon officials are expected to give a news conference today on the strikes, which the president says, quote, will prove both interesting and irrefutable. Senators will receive a classified briefing.
I want to know the truth, and I hope we can get it this week.
But there are reports the administration could limit how much classified information they receive.
We certainly don't want people who are hostile to this government and are trying to undermine our national security having classified intelligence in their hands if they're not responsible with it.
A briefing for House members is set for Friday.
The White House is claiming that the initial assessment was leaked to the media and that the FBI is now investigating.
CBS is Jared Hill. We'll continue to follow the story and bring you the latest. Next, we're going to check on this weather situation as we head into the weekend.
From the Goldberg, Persky and White News Desk, Israel and Iran seem to honor this fragile ceasefire between them for a second day, while President Donald Trump is saying American and Iranian officials will talk next week.
And that certainly is a major takeaway from his meetings with the other nations at NATO and the Netherlands.
Back-to-back ICE raids in the Pittsburgh area. This time, this week, at a Mexican restaurant in the Cranberry Marshall area.
Yeah, this has triggered controversy for some. Others doing what they're doing is just. It depends on how you look at it. But in this area, that hasn't happened that often this publicly.
Well, Larry, this is no longer a national story that we see on the cable networks, right?
Exactly.
You know, raids here and raids there in other cities. This is happening here now.
The highly billed pitching matchup between Paul Skenes and Jacob Mizorowski went to the Brewers pitcher. Skenes allowed 4 runs in the second and pitched 4 innings.
Yeah, a tough inning for Skenes in Milwaukee. The second inning was a home series with the Mets is next on the Pirates schedule. Did you get to watch any of the game yesterday?
You know, I wanted to, and I got busy with something, and I forgot to check in back in because Paul Skenes was pitching. You want to see how he's doing. Oh. And then when I saw the result, I was actually really surprised.
The young man pitching for Milwaukee is a sensation as well. He was throwing 101, 102-mile-an-hour pitches.
Mizorowski?
Mizorowski. So between the two of them, Skenes and Mizorowski, they set a velocity record in Major League Baseball.
How can Paul Skenes be as good as he has been with maybe yesterday being a lone exception and being just average?
Well, you know.
And not have more wins.
Yeah, well, that's on the Pirates. That's on, you know, the management, Ben Cherington in particular. But I'll say this, even Nolan Ryan had a bad game here and there.
And just a follow-up to O'Neill Cruz being benched the day before.
Oh, right. This is good.
He owned up to it. And he said his manager, Don Kelly, had every right to do that to him, and he got the message.
And then Kelly said he was pleased with his effort.
So I guess all's well there. And Pirates are off today, by the way. They're going to play the Mets this weekend series. And we'll talk to broadcaster Joe Block tomorrow morning in our 9 o'clock hour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.